Hey, this is Gunzully from the podcast, and I have had a heck of a weekend. I went to Otakon 2017, thanks to the Slants, who got me a pass in there. It was absolutely awesome. I bumped into friend of the show, Digital Bowtie, and we went around, hung out with the Slants, had a blast. They had an amazing concert on the first night. Of course, I did a couple podcasts with the guys there, and I'm even still editing a lot of audio and video that I got from the event with the Slants. We actually recorded an entire massive video. I was kind of thinking of just dropping the audio in this dump here, in this con dump, but I'm still looking over the audio, still going through it. It's pretty intense. We discuss race. I feel like it's much more of a controversial anti-social news post, so I will put an expurgated version up on the podcast.com's YouTube, and I will keep you guys posted on that. I think the full version is going to go up on antisocialnews.com's YouTube account, and I'll just put just the fun stuff up on the podcast, so we can try to keep it light on this channel. And speaking of keeping it light, I had an amazing experience meeting with these artists that these cosplayers. They have an art, they have a style. A lot of these people make their own uniform, their own outfits, and it's just really cool, really beautiful stuff. It's like how Joe Jiang said, everywhere you go, you're going to find, it doesn't matter where you go in the country, you're going to find people who make these amazing outfits, these amazing costumes, inspired by anime and video games, and it's just so, and manga. So it's just so cool what you can see there at these conventions. So a lot of the guys and girls at the con were rocking some pretty cool gear. So go to thepodcast.com and take a look at what I've posted up there. There's some really cool pics. We've got 3 days of con photos up there. So I really hope y'all check that out and enjoy it. I also went to Viet Fest, where I enjoyed some beef pho without the noodles because of the whole keto diet. I had some beef soup with my wife, and we hung out with Some Never Really Get, SNRG, and there's already a video posted up online. I posted it because they promoted the Antisocial News in it, so I posted that video up on Antisocial News. I'll link it in the description of this podcast on thepodcast.com. We have some neat video from Viet Fest as well. That's going to go up. So see the some of the video and posts from Viet Fest on thepodcast.com, as well as pictures from Otakon 2017, and a special shout out to who invited me to Viet Fest 2017, Christian O. Christian, as you know, as you should know, if you listen to the show, is a friend of the podcast, and he even introduced me to inspirational rapper Heesun Lee, who is just incredible, and she is just a really cool person, very approachable. Awesome to chat with her. So looking forward to more interaction with her in the future. Thanks to Christiano. So a lot to look forward to. Just to clarify, this entire podcast is basically just a promo for the stuff that's coming. There's going to be more interactions with Heese and Lee in the future. There's going to be more videos from stuff that I've already recorded with the Slants, coming to our YouTube and affiliated channels. Just keep an eye on the podcast. This is what we're about. We're about music and culture and fun. And this weekend has just been absolutely full of that for me with Heese and Lee and Christiano and the Slants and Otakon and Viet Fest. It's been a blast. So want to thank Simon Tam for hooking me up with the past Otakon, Joe Jiang, and Ken Shima, respectively, for doing interviews. And Simon Tam, Joe, and Peter, and Ken for interacting in the yet to be produced video, where we do a reaction to a video involving the Slants on YouTube. That's coming. So I just wanted to put this out there to let everybody know that more is to come. Please subscribe to us on WordPress and on YouTube. Those are the two most important platforms. We also have an Instagram. We have a Discord server where you can be involved with all of us. Honestly, everybody involved with the podcast gaming and is on our Discord server. So if you're into gaming and fun stuff like that, check us out. All those links are on this post on thepodcast.com. And I'm worn out in the best sort of way from this weekend, and I just have just this abundance of content that I need to go through. And for anybody who is looking for their picture from the con up on thepodcast.com and it took a whole extra half day to get that up there for you, I apologize. This will be the fourth or fifth post I've put on tonight. I've done three videos for two different channels, so I'm juggling all this stuff. It's a little stressful, it's a little overwhelming, but it is an absolute blast, and it's very rewarding. I love, you know what? I almost forgot somebody that I need to give a shout out to, and that is Turbo. I bumped into a fellow YouTuber while I was at the festival. His name is T Turbo, and I will put a link to his stuff, and he is in the pictures, as well as famous cosplayer Stella Chu. She was very approachable. I bumped into her after the con. I mean, I hope that's enough name dropping for one 10-minute podcast there. Stella Chu was very cool. They pointed her out to me as they were waiting for their shuttle. And Simon and I had just recorded, or just about to record the Kamikaze Cowboy Sunday, where I recapped the Lee versus Tam, the Slants versus U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and they said, "Oh yeah, there's Stella Chu," I was like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah, she's in her civilian clothes." And I just walked up, and she was really cool. So I gave her an antisocial news t-shirt. because, you know, why not? She was very receptive and nice. And this has just been an amazing weekend. I really hope people start checking out the stuff that we post, because I don't know. I just feel like we've really tapped into something this weekend, and I hope it stays. I hope it stays on. I hope it continues to grow, because this is an absolute trip, both to work with all these amazing artists and to produce something myself is great. So thank you, TexEllie, out there for keeping the site going, and to everybody listening, thank you so much. I love you all, and good night.